Actions speak louder than words. We know this. Our deeds reveal who we are more than our mouths say it. Making moral assessments, though, isn't just looking at the actions. For Catholics, we need the attitude and intention within also. I think that this can be helpful, starting with the interior stuff, because so much of our world seems out of our little control. Maybe you tuned in to the immigration speech and rebuttal last night. All federal workers continue to sit and wait and go without salary. President Trump's wall, infatuation, the Democrats' inability to strike a compromise is just one of many examples of what goes outside our control, our actions. So what about our attitudes or our intentions? For all the miraculous loaves and fish in our gospel, for Jesus showing himself to be the new and better Moses by providing food for the people here, it begins with the dilemma of powerlessness, of actions and attitudes. Dismiss them so they can buy themselves something to eat. Give them some food yourself. Jesus encounters the crowd compassionately. His disciples encounter it as a liability. As they can't do something enough, have a complete and perfect action, the disciples ask if the crowds can just leave, if the disciples can be left to their own needs, concerns, and problems. Give them some food yourself. Jesus' challenging words set up his miracle, but I think also search for the right attitude in his closest friends. Where is their compassion? How are procedure and protocol getting in the way of the heart? When today might we be similarly tempted? As Catholics, actions matter, but they follow attitude. May we adjust ours with Jesus today, especially with those things outside of our control.